As Christmas draws closer, more of us have Christmas shopping on our minds, but just how much time are we putting into it? Well, new research from PayPal has revealed that Australians are spending 5 times more time researching and shopping for Christmas than actually celebrating the event. And on the line to talk about the research and Christmas shopping is Adrian from PayPal Australia. G'day, Adrian.
G'day, thanks for having me.
No worries. So let's talk time. I mean, there never seems to be enough of it, but what has the research uncovered about how we use it when it comes to Christmas shopping?
Look, you're absolutely right. I think it's a modern phenomenon. We just say that, you know, we're busy and we haven't got enough time in the day. And what we're trying to point out for people this year is that, you know, as you spend about 46 hours preparing for Christmas, we've got research that suggests 14 hours of that is spent buying gifts.
Wow.
And yet consumers have got a shopping mall in the palm of their hand, and that sounds a bit crass. And coming from PayPal, that it sounds like we're just encouraging people to turn to the mobile phone to shop. But what we're trying to spark people's imagination this Christmas, and as we sit on the bus on the way to work or you're sitting on the television at night, we're saying, you know, that phone, rather than, you know, scroll through your social media feed or check out the latest shot on Instagram or like someone's post or, you know, go on to BuzzFeed and do another quiz, we're suggesting you could use that time for productivity. And so the phone actually becomes quite a time suck, the research reveals to us. And if you go down, you know, 18 to 24-year-olds are spending sort of 85% of their phone time on Facebook. So we're saying, you know, spend 60% and leave 15% maybe to buy a pair of socks for your auntie or your cousin. And that's what we're encouraging people this year.
Yeah, obviously PayPal plays a big part in anything to do with the online shopping these days. But just how much has mobile shopping and payments grown over the past few years? Because, I mean, I guess up until maybe just a few years ago, you were just checking your emails on your mobile phone on the way to work. But now you can pretty much do the whole shopping experience.
Yeah, it's very true. I think our options are open now. And so at certain times of the year, the phone is looked at. And we're finding that from PayPal's perspective, we're finding about 1 in 3 transactions or 1 in 3 things bought online is bought on a mobile phone. So the growth in mobile payments in the last 3 years, it's actually in the thousands of percent growth, which is just ridiculous when you look at it in the schemes of how quickly that's exploded. But consumers now with a smartphone in their hand are prepared to do all sorts of things. And it's from booking an Uber ride or a taxi or paying for a bar tab in a bar or ordering a coffee on their phone or buying a T-shirt from a website or buying plane tickets. And the list just goes on. And you see that people are using that device, their predominant connection to the internet, and also access to buying things. And so this Christmas, I could bore you with statistics again, but it will be we'll see the most purchases made on a mobile phone of any Christmas past. But look, that's just got to do with the growth of the penetration of the smartphone and that Australian businesses or retailers are making sure they've got mobile-ready websites so people can buy. So if you want to get a ham this Christmas, you can go Aussie Farmers Direct and you can buy a ham. Or you want to go to Dan Murphy's and buy the alcohol delivery, you can have that. And so rather than lugging a case of beer or a case of wine home for the Christmas day, you know, it's a lot more convenient to have that delivered. And then maybe some of those smaller items you'll go into store. So we're not saying that in-store experiences are gone or are going away. We're socially driven to have those in-store experiences. And we all like to sit on Santa's knee, or some of us do, and to manage the chaos of Christmas, the tunes playing over the loudspeaker. That's part of Christmas. But for some of those other items, you know, we're saying that maybe you can tick off something if you use the mobile phone.
And, you know, PayPal really has evolved over the years to work with those sort of bricks and mortar stores too. I'm just thinking about things like takeaway food stores and things where now on the app you can order from those stores instead of fumbling around for change and things like that and just doing it all within the app now too, hey?
Yeah, look, people are really shifting in the way they like their convenience. And so the app offers you, you know, about 6,000 restaurants throughout Australia you can choose from. And it's because the phone knows where you are, it's intelligent. So it actually knows the restaurants that are closest to you. So we're really starting to use the phone to offer value to local businesses. And those local businesses obviously like the incremental customers that are sending those orders through. So, yeah, and as you said, you know, you can order yourself a coffee. And I did this conveniently as I came home the other day. I knew where my end destination was. And as I got close, I ordered a coffee. And as I walked past the shop, I picked it up on the way through. And the way we look at payments from PayPal's perspective is how do we build a convenience or a delightful experience in there for the customer. Because let's be honest, you know, cash is very convenient and so are our tap and go credit cards. They offer a lot of convenience to the customer already. So what else can the mobile phone add and how do we bring value to the customer, but also the small businesses that are offering our solutions?
So Adrian, do you find that perhaps over the last 12 months that the digital wallet has really become more of a reality? I mean, we've been using that phrase for a few years, but now it just feels like it's something that's used every day by a lot more people.
Look, every day by a lot more people, but not many people are using it, to be honest. I think we're very, very close to seeing rapid explosion in regards to people moving towards a digital wallet. Having said that, already 5.5 million Australians have a digital wallet. They might not just be thinking of it that way already, and that's the number of PayPal customers in Australia. And so the theory behind a digital wallet is, how can you use whatever funding source you want, whether it be your savings, your check, your credit card, and choose how you want to fund something? And that's what the PayPal digital wallet provides. So you've got all those items stored on the mobile phone or on the laptop computer. Well, they're not stored on those devices. They're actually stored in the cloud securely, but you can access them via the tablet or via the mobile phone or your desktop. And so lots of people have got this digital wallet, but as I said, you know, until we add that extra layer of convenience and that extra layer of value, I don't think we're going to see an explosion that, so that everybody in Australia is paying for everything via their mobile phone. But you're very right, we're not far off seeing that next evolution. And we really haven't seen a shift in payments over the last 60 years. I mean, credit cards came in the 50s.
Yeah.
We moved to ATMs in the late 70s. We've got rid of checks, but we really haven't had much innovation, and we're just at the tipping point now.
I think for me, the digital wallet was a reality the day I'd locked myself out of the house with nothing but a smartphone. And I was able to, number one, call RACV Home Assist, and number two, order and pay for a pizza to be delivered while I waited for my locksmith.
Now, that's a great use of the digital wallet, and I think that's a really good story. That's the kind of convenience people are just discovering when they're forced to at the moment. Oh, what can I do with it? And so, I can get an Uber if I've got my mobile phone. I can buy myself some takeaway food. But there are many things today that you still rely on that traditional wallet. We know that's going to shift in the next couple of years, but as more people like you discover the conveniences.
And finally, just to finish up, Adrian, any other online shopping tips you could share with us?
Yeah, look, next time you find yourself on the bus looking at a cat video or a dog video on Facebook, think twice about how you're using your time. And if you can tick off somebody's Christmas gift, we're suggesting that might be more productive use of the modern technology that we know as the mobile phone that can sit in your hand. Look of it more as less of a time-wasting device and more about a shopping mall in the palm of your hand.
Excellent advice there. Adrian from PayPal Australia, thanks again for coming on Tech Daily.
Thanks, Andy.